Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. We're continuing the last Mishnah. V'alai af nedava aylahi. Isn't a nedava also an ayla? We said in our last Mishnah that Tanakama holds that we sell it and we use the money for a nedava. Rebbe Lazar says we use the money for an ayla. It seems to be the same thing, just being said with different words. What is the difference between a nedava and an ayla? Ma ben divrei Rebbe Lazar l'divrei Rebbe Chachamim? What would be the difference between the way Rebbe Lazar just said and what the Chachamim just said? Ella, rather, as follows. Bizman shiba chayva. If a person's bringing an ayla that he is chayav to bring, husay mechalah, he has to do smicha with his two hands on the head of the ayla before the shechita. Umevi ala nesachim. He also can bring the mincha with it. He also brings wine, a nesach, with it. Unesachah mishalo, and he pays for it from his own money. Vim kahayakoin, if the owner of the asham that we're bringing with its value in ayla was a kayin, avaydasa ve'ayra shalai. The rights to perform the avayda and to take the hides of that animal are maintained by that kohen who's the owner of the asham. However, bizman shiba nedava, but if it's coming as a nedava, then einosay mechala. The owner does not do smicha. The owner of the original carbon, whose value is being used for the ayla, does not do smicha on the ayla, because we now consider this ayla an ayla of the tzibur. It's no longer considered a private ayla. Ve'einay mevi aleha nesachim. He also does not bring a mincha or wine from his own money, because it's not his. Unesachah mishal tzibor, however, it will be brought from the tzibor because it's considered a karban of a tzibor. Afal pishu kohen, and therefore, even if he is a kohen, avidasa v'ayra shel anshei mishma, the rights to perform the avoida and to take the hides go to the kohanim who are serving in the Beis HaMikdash that week, because since it's a karban of a tzibor, he, the karban of the kohen who owned the original karban, does not have any specific rights, as we just explained. Mishnah Hey. Temuras ha-bechar v'ha-meiser, if a bechar or meiser were exchanged, uvladan, and if that exchange gave birth, uvlad vladan ad saif kal ha'olam, or the vlad of a temura of a bechar, or the grandchild of a temura of a bechar, etc., hare'elu ke-bechar v'ha-meiser, they have the same status of bechar and meiser, not that we bring it on the Mizbeach, but that the same kedusha that we have to be nohig, that we have to keep with the bechar and the meiser, we have to keep with the temura and the vlad of the temura, and this is specifically regarding treating the meat with respect, such as not selling it in the marketplace by weighing it on a scale, as we're going to continue seeing throughout the Mishnah. Ve'yachlu b'muman leba'alim. If the temura of a bechar became a balmum, the kohen who owns the bechar is allowed to eat it. Or if it's meiser, then the owner of the meiser, which would be the Yisrael, would be allowed to be the one to eat it. Ma ben bechar v'ha meiser leben kol ha-kachim. So what are the practical differences between bechar and meiser and any other kachim regarding when they have a mum? Shekol ha-kachim, shenafal, all kachim which have a mum, the halacha is that if they are nifta, if you propide to them, you redeem the meat onto money, nimkarim be'itlas, you'd then be allowed to sell the meat, which is now chulin, in a regular butcher. V'nishchotim be'itlas, it could be butchered as it would be in any butcher store. V'nishkalim be'litra, and it could be weighed on a scale like any other regular piece of meat. And it's not considered a lack of respect to kachim, since it was already nifte, it was redeemed. The exception to this is chutz min ha-bechar min ha-meiser, excludes bechar and meiser, that the halacha is, even if they get a mum, and you are paid to them, the meat still maintains a level of kedusha. Another difference between kachim and between bechar and meiser is as follows. V'yesh lem pidyon, all kachim, if they get a mum, you can be paid to them, or if the temura became a balmum, you could be paid to them as well. This excludes a bechar, a firstborn, and meiser, which had a mum, that we can't be paid to it. Rather, the owner would eat the karbon with the mum, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar, ach bechar shar, or bechar kesef, or bechar eiz, loy sifte. And by meiser, behemoth also says, loy yigal. Another difference is that by kudshim, other kudshim, you're allowed to bring the carbon even from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chutz min ha-bechar min ha-maiser, however, bechar and maiser, we don't bring them l'chatchila from chutz la'aretz, as we're about to explain as we move forward. Imbo, but if they did come from chutz la'aretz, that means if a bechar and maiser did come from chutz la'aretz, tamimim, if they are tamim, they're wholesome and right to be brought on the mizbeach, yikrivu, we may bring it on the mizbeach. But if they are habali mumin, ye'achlu b'mumin l'baylim, then the owner can eat it. So if it's a bechar, then the owner is the kohen. If it's meiser, it would be whoever the owner is. Amrib Shimon, matatam. What is the reason that we say l'chatchila not to bring bechar and meiser from chutz la'aretz, the same way we would do for other kachim? That if someone who lived in chutz la'aretz was makdish a carbon, we would tell him to bring a teretz Yisrael. Why not by Bechar and Maiser? The answer is, Shabachar va Maiser Yeshlem Parnasa Bim Kaiman. There's a way to deal with Bechar and Maiser in Chutz La'aretz, and that is to let them graze until they get a mum, and then you can eat it with the mum in Chutz La'aretz. You don't have to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. However, Usha'ar Kala Kachim, but other Kachim, Afal Pisha Nelad Lahem Mum, even though they have a mum, Harei Lubu Kedusha, they maintain the Kedusha even in Chutz La'aretz, and they would have to have Pidyon, and to use that money to bring another carbon. Therefore, it's better just to bring the carbon itself to Eretz Yisrael if it is a tamim.